There are a lot of things that contribute to carbon dioxide emissions. For the first time, an inventory of how much greenhouse gas is entering the air in Morgantown has been compiled. As Beneduccio reports, the environmental consulting firm Downstream Strategies hopes this particular study will inspire other communities to do the same.
On a sunny afternoon, traffic is bustling through one of the busiest intersections in Morgantown on University Avenue. There are cars, buses, and even industrial trucks rumbling through this congested intersection every day. These vehicles are all playing some role in emitting greenhouse gases into the air, and a new report from Downstream Strategies tries to track down all of the statistics from the year 2012 to see the breadth of Morgantown's greenhouse gas footprint. According to the report, activity-based emissions from vehicle use, solid waste disposal, and other factors contributed to more than 800,000 metric tons of carbon dioxide emissions in 2012. Source-based emissions from coal plants, natural gas, and other fuels emitted nearly 700,000 metric tons. Jeff Simcoe is Energy Project Manager for Downstream Strategies. He co-authored this report.
We knew that the presence of a power plant within the city limits would contribute a lot of greenhouse gas emissions in the source-based category. We weren't surprised about that. What we were surprised about on the activity-based side is the fact that we were able to identify electricity use in the community as a large contributor, as well as the transportation sector.
This is the first time Downstream Strategies has attempted to capture the greenhouse gas emissions data from a particular town in West Virginia. Simcoe says he doesn't think it's been tried before in West Virginia by anyone else either. Downstream Strategies is attempting to figure out these numbers because it's about to use the study for another project.
The phase two of our project will focus on commercial and residential energy use, and we see opportunities there with activities such as switching lighting, sealing your home, insulation, those types of things to reduce electricity use in residential and commercial businesses. Because we see an opportunity there to reduce greenhouse gas emissions and electricity.
It's tricky to compare how Morgantown's carbon dioxide emissions rank compared to other towns across the region. That's because Simcoe can't point to any other towns in the region who are doing similar kind of comprehensive, wide-sweeping greenhouse gas emission study using all of the data Morgantown used.
For instance, this is a community-based inventory versus a city operations only or a single entity inventory. So we would be able to compare to other inventories that used a similar approach. And as far as the U.S. community protocol that we used, we know that in California it's being recommended that towns and cities use this inventory so that they can aggregate the results over larger areas, be able to compare between different cities and municipalities and start to build a baseline data for a larger area that they can update over time.
This study started before the Environmental Protection Agency released proposals on states to reduce greenhouse gas emissions in the next 16 years. Simcoe is hopeful this report will help the state of West Virginia as it looks to reduce emissions. He points to two specific building blocks the EPA wants states to follow to achieve those emissions goals.
Projects like this could help with building block three, which would be more of a renewable energy type approach, and building block four, which is really focused on demand side energy efficiency. And so our phase two project, which will identify and quantify opportunities for residents and businesses to reduce energy consumption associated greenhouse gas emissions, really is a part of this building block four.
Phase two of the Downstream Strategies project includes conducting a survey to ask Morgantown residents about their energy use. They will also be looking at more energy data. Phase two will be done by May of next year. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Beneduccio in Morgantown.